This is Dr. Olivero dictating for the patient by the name of Stacy Reed. First name, S-T-A-C-Y, Reed, R-E-E-D, like in Delta. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old white female that is followed by Dr. Baez, B-A-E-Z, like in Zulu, and who is referred to this office because of the presence of CKD3B going into CKD4. In the 2016, the patient was diagnosed with uterine cancer that was treated with surgery, radiation therapy, and chemotherapy. According to the patient's information, this work was done at the cancer center in Lakeland, Florida. She's received 39 rounds of radiation therapy and 6 rounds of chemotherapy. The specifics of this, unknown. Period. This patient has a 25-year history of depression for which she was taking lithium and was followed by Dr. Oates, O-A-T-E-S, at the Lakeland Regional Medical Center. 10 years ago, she had a kidney insufficiency, and they decided to stop the use of the lithium, and the patient has remained in stable condition. Recently, no more than 3 months ago, this patient this patient was found with a severe hyperglycemia associated to diabetes mellitus, and the patient has been taking glipizide, 2.5 milligrams on daily basis, and Ozempic 0.25 milligrams weekly. In September of the year 2024, the patient was found with a hemoglobin A1C that is 13, the fasting blood sugar 13%, the fasting blood sugar 333, the serum creatinine 1.8, the BUN 26, and the estimated GFR is 30. Because of the deterioration of the kidney function, the patient has been referred to the clinic. The abdominal ultrasound that was done in 2021 fails to show the presence of thinning of the cortex or hyperechogenicity of the right kidney. And the CT scan that was done the same year failed to show any abnormalities in the urinary tract. period. It is my impression that this patient has alteration in the kidney function as a consequence of the prolonged administration of lithium, the possibility of some interstitial nephritis associated to the administration of chemotherapy is also taken into consideration. The patient has evidence of a significant albuminuria, the albumin creatinine ratio 190, and this could be secondary to a chronic problem versus diabetes. Period. Number two, the patient has the proteinuria as already mentioned, and the most likely situation is that it's diabetes related. Following number of diabetes mellitus associated to obesity, taking into consideration the above mentioned problems and the presence of arterial hypertension history, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance, 10 milligrams on daily basis, and we are going to treat the patient for a month, and we will increase if necessary. And period, Ozempic will be increased to 0.5 milligrams per week. Following number, the patient has hypertriglyceridemia associated to the uncontrolled blood sugar. We are going to continue the administration of atorvastatin and monitor this hypertriglyceridemia to make the necessary adjustments in the therapy. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of the depression currently treated by the specialist. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the old history as well as all the imaging and lab in the face-to-face 30 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes. We are going to reevaluate in 6 weeks. Thanks a lot for your kind referral and keep you posted on the progress.